So Parshas Mishpatim, again, I think this piece is anyways, even the past speed that we do, it will take us 2 days. And it's a very, very important hakdama to Mishkan, the coming Be'ez HaShem Yisbarach next week. We're walking into the Besamik, to the Mishkan. Now we have the Besamikdosh Baruch Hashem. Next week we're walking into the Mishkan. So this is important hakdama of Mishpatim. So the first question is that we want to know that in the Seder parashas of Yisrael, Mishpatim and Truma, they're obviously, you know, there's a connection over here. In other words, the Mamad Hasina and Matan Torah was one big thing, and then parashas Truma, the Mishkan, was another. In the middle of Matan Torah and Truma, in the middle of Yisrael and Truma, we have parashas Mishpatim. Obviously shows that parashas Mishpatim is somewhat of a bridge between Yisrael, Kabbalah, Satorah, and the Mishkan and parashas Truma. Rashi already points out that the pasuk begins ve'ela hamishpatim, and Rashi already says, the first Rashi says that kol ma'akala, whenever it says ve'ela, it's moisif al rishonim. In other words, what's moisif? In other words, what then are we learning from the end of parashas Yisrael that teaches us the parashas mishpatim? Says Rashi, v'lo menismach al parashas dinin, the parashas mizbeach lo yimelachash etosim sanhedrin etzel hamikdash. Or Rashi brings another girsa, Shatasim Sanhedrin Eitzel Hamizbeach. So what's the pshat? The question is, what's the connection between the Sanhedrin and the Mizbeach? Right? They didn't used to, if they sentenced somebody to death, they didn't used to take him out into them and bring him up on the Mizbeach. Right? So what's the shaykhus of the Mizbeach, of the Sanhedrin to the Mizbeach? And we know, we always say that Sanhedrin is Torah and Mizbeach is Avoida. And we know that Torah and Avoida, we don't mix. That's why, for example, when you say Krishna in Davening, you're not Makayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah, because, according to one Shit in Shulchan Aruch, because you're saying it as part of Tefillah. So Torah is Torah and Tefillah is Tefillah. So Lechayim, you can say the same thing over here. Sanhedrin is Torah, Mizbeach is Avoida. Why does the Sanhedrin have to be next to the Mizbeach? And then the first halacha in Parashas Mishpatim is Kisikne Eved Ivri. Which type of Eved Ivri are we talking about? Why did he become an Eved? Rashi says, because he? Excellent, because he stole.
Abi said that.
Because he stole. Stealing, why dafka we begin Parshas Shpatim in such a negative way? In other words, you know, start with a, you know, regolem. We have the Yom Tovim in this week's parasha. Why begin with this? Eved steals and has to get sold. Is that the, you know, is that the way Klal Yisrael are setting the parasha, the dinim of Mishpatim, to start with a ganav? And bechlal, why are we beginning the parasha with Eved? Furthermore, what's the connection between the beginning of this parasha to the end of the parasha? The end of this week's parasha, we know Moshe Rabbeinu elighted, Moshe Rabbeinu zoicha to his unbelievable gilui of umari yichvoid Hashem ke'ish echeles b'roish ha'or le'enei b'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu went inside the Onon, and the Onon took him up. So the greatest giluyim that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu happens at the end of this week's parasha. We begin the parasha by saying that if you're a ganav, you get sold. Moshe Rabbeinu, come up to Shemayim, it's the end of the parasha. What's the kesher of it? And then in the middle of the parasha, we have the Helig Psukim of the Sholosh Regolim, right? In Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Yudalit, Sholosh Regolim Tochag Li Bashana. The Chorera, we know the Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Parshas Mishpatim is basically which section of Shulchan Aruch? Chosh Mishpat, right? Chosh Mishpat, the laws of the Ganef, and my ox calls your ox, Baba Kama, right? It's all Nezikim. And Yom Tovim are where? In the Rechaim. So what's the why in this week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim, which is really the laws of the Mishpatei Torah, do we have the Regolim? The Regolim are not the Dinim of Torah, of course, but they're not the Mishpatei Torah. Right? They're not the Sanhedrin Paskins, that this Matzah is this and this Matzah is the other. In other words, the Sanhedrin was for Mishpatim. Why is the parasha Regolim in this week's parasha? In the parasha of Regolim itself, we have a few questions. And today we're going to ask a lot of questions, if you don't mind. But there's a lot of, this is a very, very sadistic parasha, obviously. So we have to have the parasha of Ezer Hashem Yisbarach clean. In the parasha of Regolim itself, is we have the following questions to ask. First of all, Shalosh Regolim Tochen Libashon. So Rashi says, Shalosh Regolim, Shalosh Per Omen. Shalosh Per Omen. Regolim, three Regolim means three. Per Omen. Per Omen means three times. So the question is, why is it called Regolim? What's Rashi's Raya? Because when Bilam hit his donkey, so the Pasuk says, Ki kisani zeh Shalosh Regolim. Right? The donkey opened its mouth and said to Bilam, why did you hit me these three times? And it says, Shalosh Regolim. So the first question is, so why Taka doesn't the Pasuk say Pa'omim, Shalosh Pa'omim? Elsewhere the Pasuk does say Shalosh Pa'omim Bashana. Right? Shalosh Pa'omim Bashana, Yerokol Zechulcha. So why over here, the Pasuk Mishpatim does it call the Regolim the Lashon Regal? Regal means legs. Why in Pasuk Mishpatim are the Regolim called legs? You know, by Bilam, and this is the Raya that Rashi brings, we know Rashi brings a Raya from Bilam, is obviously, must have an intrinsic connection to over here, is where Rashi brings it in this week's parasha. And then this is that Rashi says there in Bolog, yeah, that why does Bilam say to his donkey, what did the Bidah's donkey say to him? Lome kisani shalosh regolim. Why did you hit me these three times, says Rashi? Why are you trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regolim? So you see that regolim, so you see that there's a connection over here between Bilam's donkey, bless you, between Bilam's donkey and the Yom Tovim, and why the Yom Tovim called regolim. So you have to understand what's the focal, what's the Nukudah Mechkazi, what's the center point over here of, in other words, and also why is Bilam's donkey saying, why are you trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regolim? Could have said, why are you trying to uproot a nation that wears tzitzis, that puts tefillin on every day? Why that Yimul Regolim? So again, just to sum up these last few questions, why is it called Regolim and not Pa'amim? And also, why Rashi brings this the Raya from Bilam? Why did Bilam's donkey say Regolim? And why is Taka Regolim called Regolim? Why didn't it say Pa'amim? Sholish Pa'amim Bashana. Why is the Yom Tovim called Legs? If you look further, one pasuk further, you'll see a very interesting yisod. How are there three regolims, three yom tovim? There's Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Let me read you out two pesukim, and you'll tell me what's strange. It's Chaga Matzah Tishmar. Right, this is the next pasuk test above. It's Chaga Matzah Tishmar. Shivas yomim toichol matzah is lemoyed chodesh aviv ki bo yatzosim emitzrayim. V'lo yiro upon Ireikom, v'chaga kotzir, right, which Yom Tov is chaga kotzir? Very good, bikurim asecho, v'chaga osif, which is sukkos, v'tzeis hashana v'os b'chos masi dacha. What's strange over here? One whole pasuk talks about chaga matzah. In other words, the whole pasuk tesvov is chaga matzah tishmor. Even says the Maisa Mitzvah, Shivas Yomim Teichel Matzah is Kashet Tzivisicha, Kiboy Yatzosim in Mitzrayim, etc. A whole long drasha for Chag HaPesach. Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos are not even written in the... They're written in the Pasuk, but they're not even called what the real name is. It doesn't say Chag HaShavuos, doesn't say it's Chag HaSukkos, it sort of like hides, disguises these regolim into one little Pasuk. Why? Pasuk Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tezvov, and Tezayin. So why is Chag HaSukkos and Chag HaShavuos sort of pushed in one Pasuk, disguised in different words, and Chag HaMatzos is spelled out clearly in a very long Pasuk? That's number one. And number two, not only is Chag HaPesach brought in this Pasuk in Tezvov, but also the mitzvah of Chag HaPesach. In other words, besides Chag HaPesach, as Chag HaMatzos Tishma, the Pasuk says, the mitzvah Pesach, which is Shivas Yomim Teichal Matzis, that we have to eat Matzis. So in other words, not only is Pesach mentioned so clearly in such areichas, but also the nicer mitzvah that we do on Pesach is mentioned in the Pasuk. Masha'enke in Sukkos, in the next Pasuk, it doesn't say anything about any mitzvahs. It just says Chag HaOsif, B'tzeis HaShana. There is such a thing called Chag HaOsif, right? The Sukkos, when you gather your crop, you bring it home. Why is the mitzvah of Chag HaMatzah mentioned? Why is the key mitzvah of Matzah mentioned and none of the other mitzvahs neither Dalet Minim nor Mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah mentioned in the next verse. Furthermore, V'lo Yiro Ponai Reikom is a halacha that it's not only applicable on Pesach, but is applicable on every single Yom Tov, yeah? Which pasuk discusses, says the love of Leiro Bonai Reikom, the pasuk is talking about Chag HaMatzos. Leiro Bonai Reikom means that you have to come and you come to the Bais HaMikdash. On Yom Tov you have to bring with you a korban, somebody who comes empty handed is over on a raf, you have to bring the Shani Chagiga and the Oil Asriya. So anyway, so the Chayyur, why did it say V'lo Yiroh Panei Reikom Dafka by Chag HaMatzos, if this is a mitzvah that is applicable to other two Yom Tovim as well? Tov. So that's enough questions been again to the Gimel Rogolim. Again, we said why the Chalala they mentioned over here, why is it called Rogolim, why is Chag HaMatzos mentioned more than the other two, and why is the key mitzvah of Matzah mentioned and not the key mitzvah of Sukkah, etc. Sorry, just one or two other more questions. There's another very strange parsha over here. It's not really a parsha, it's just a pasuk, it's a din. And that is, mechashefa le'sachaya. What's a mechashefa? A sources, right? Which? Le'sachaya. Where does this come into Parshas Mishpatim? Where is the seat from Shalach Nechashe Mishpat that discusses witchcraft? What's it going to do with Parshas Mishpatim? So where does this come into this parasha? And the last question is the famous question, and I'm sure you know already. But we know that Klal Yisrael, when Hashem offered them the Torah, they readily said, Na'aseh v'nishma. Which parasha is Na'aseh v'nishma? Mishpatim. This week's parasha they said Na'aseh v'nishma. Last week's parasha they didn't say Na'aseh v'nishma. This week's parasha is the pasuk. But he said, "Beferish vayomer kol asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma." Well, in Perichav Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Question is, l'chayra, why isn't nasa v'nishma mentioned in Parshas Yisro? In other words, what's the madriga of Parshas Mishpatim that the Torah writes nasa v'nishma in Parshas Mishpatim? Okay. End of questions. So the answer to all these questions lies in a very, very important yisod. And hope Beis Hashem is Baruch over today and tomorrow we'll get this Yisod clearer. For this Yisod, we need to go back to the first question that we asked today. That this week's Parsha, Parsha's Mishpatah, begins Ve'ele. Why? Because it's got connection with the last part, with the last din of Parsha's Yisrael, which is the laws of the Mizbeach. What's so special about the laws of the Mizbeach? Sorry, that Yisro ends and Mishpatim begins. For that we have to look into Vayikra, the beginning of Vayikra. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, right at the beginning of Pasuk Tes, right at the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes, that when you bring up the Korban is called L'Reach Ni Chorach. Very good. L'Reach Ni Chorach. What does it mean? It's a pleasant smell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem likes the smell. What does that mean? Says Rashi, and this is the famous Rashi. Says Rashi, Nachas Ruach Lefonai. What's the big Nachas Ruach of the Korbanos? She'omarti v'nase re'zoini. What's the greatest Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omarti, I said do this, v'nase re'zoini, and you did it. That's the Nachas Ruach. That's the Nachas Ruach. That's the greatest Nachas Ruach. In other words, what's the Yisod of the avoid of korbanos? One single thing. The whole avoid of korbanos is one single thing. What? To do Ratzon Hashem. And this is the inyan that we're going to be discussing, Reza Hashem's Baruch today and probably tomorrow, the inyan of Ratzon Hashem. That's all Hashem wants from us. Tomorrow possibly we'll discuss Ratzon in a deeper level, where Ratzon comes from and stems from Keser, which is high in the Chochmah. But first today we're going to discuss Ratzonei Yisbarach, doing Ratzon Hashem. In other words, I just want to explain to you why this is so much, why this is such a chiddush, this whole thing of doing Ratzon Hashem. When a king tells you to do something, so if you don't do it, you get your head chopped off, right? If you do it, the king doesn't say, ah, such a nachas that you didn't. If you didn't do it, the king blows his fuse, right? He's a live wire. He's going to blow his fuse, and he's going to execute the guy. In other words, usually by a king is the emotion of the king is when you don't do it. When you do it, push it. I told you to do it. Of course you do it. I'm a king boy. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, told you to do it, and you did it. You did Ratzon Hashem. That is avodah. Get this yisoy, you have to get this yisoy clear. Do you know what avodah is? Giving Hashem nachas ruach. What does giving Hashem nachas ruach mean? Doing what He wants you to do. Doing Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, if you ever speak to a guy who's Rachman and Slom fallen into the Olam Hazeh, and he says to you, Yehadut, Judaism is so difficult, you tell him, Makbetam is the easiest thing in the world. Just do Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, whenever we talk about Ratz, whenever we talk about Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, we always talk about Ratz. Which Baruch and Shemana Esra talks about the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash? Mitzay. Why? Because Mitzay is Ratz. In the Moedim Darabonah, we say, right, the Moedim that we say, V'seesan goli yaseinu, l'chatzos k'tshecha, l'shmur chukecha, v'lasois, retzeinecha, what are we talking about? L'chatzos k'tshecha, we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever we talk about korbanos, we talk about rotzen. Oy lo yseyem zivcheyem. Next word. The rotzen al mizbechi. The rotzen al mizbechi. Mizbeach is rotzen. What do we say in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Mizbeach tochen. Mizbeach chodosh v'tzien tochen v'olas Rosh Chodesh nas nale olav v'siyir is in nasebe. Ratzayim. So in other words, the whole avodah of Korbanos is doing Ratzon Hashem. But if it seems pasht to you, it goes even deeper. Not only when we bring up the Korban are we doing Ratzon Hashem, but what's our Ratzayim when we bring up the Korban? Doing Ratzon Hashem. In other words, again, I'm sending you again to the beginning of Vayikra. Ezra Hashem is Baruch. When we get to Vayikra, we'll discuss the Avodah, we'll discuss it more by Arichas. What a beautiful Sefer Vayikra is, right? When we were in school, is Vayikra the Sefer we dreaded the most? Halachas that were the least interesting, the least story-like. But the Oimek HaInyan of Vayikra is there's Avodah in Beis HaMikdash. It's the most Gishma, you know, most Gishma. It's all Gishma, but it's a Korban. And the Pasuk there says that you have to bring your Korban up, El Pesach Oel Moed, Yakrivay Say Liritsoinoi Lifnei Hashem. You have to bring your carbon up Liritsoinoi. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Malamid Shakaifenai Say. If a person has to bring up a carbon, we force him to bring up the carbon. Yochal Bar Kochoi. Actually, really, does that mean that you're really forcing him? Tamaloy Ma'an Liritsoinoi. In other words, there's a possible Zestira. Yakrivay Say means you're going to force him. But then it says Liritsoinoi. Let's say it's the opposite of forcing. So what's the pshat? It says Rashi. You know this Rashi. You force him. Actually, in other words, you force a guy till he says Roitzani. What's the big deal of him? He has to bring up a korban. So force him to bring up the korban. When he brings up the korban, so Hashem says Amarti v'naaseh Roitzani. What's the chiddush over here? That not only are we forcing you to do Ratzon Hashem? We're forcing you that your Ratzon should be the Ratzon of Hashem. That's an additional Chiddush. You understand how this is an additional Chiddush? The same Pasuk. So this is an unbelievable Chiddush. There's two Ratzonos. There's two Ratzonos going on over here. One is that we're doing Ratzon Hashem, and one is that it's Nizgala in the Mizbeach. That is our Ratzon. And if we don't feel that's our Ratzon, we don't want to. So we'll give you a patch until you feel that it is your Ratzon. So you see here that the Ratzon HaAdam and the Ratzon Hashem are mitchaber, are connecting over here in the Inyan of Korbanos. So we've gone two stages of it. We've said that Korbanos, Avodah is Ritzei, Ratzon Hashem. And not only is it Ratzon Hashem, but it's our Ratzon, which means we have to do it out of Ratzon. Doesn't say anywhere that Fashek Lulav, Bezen are going to give me a patch until I say I want to. Sheikh Lulav. It's my rots. By Korbanos, and it has to be your rots. In other words, Avodah is the chibur of our rotsan to do rotsan Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotsan to do that we're doing his rotsan. So it's all rotsan. It's our rotsan meeting his rotsan. That's the
That's the sum up. That's in a nutshell what we've said till now. The Mizbeach was a Mokoim where our Ratzon, it was said better, that it was a Mokoim, that from that Mokoim was Nizgala, that our Ratzon is the Ratzon Hashem. Our Ratzon and Hashem's Ratzon meet together, they are already one Ratzon. At what speed did the Kohanim walk in the Beis HaMikdash? Fast or slow?
Fast.
Ran. Oh. Why? Because Ram means, in Hebrew, Rots. Rots is from the Russian of?
Rots.
Why? Because when you want something, you run to get it. So therefore we have all the Mishnahs you see in Yuma, in Midas, and Tomit, that they all used to run. Not only did they used to run, but they were sometimes very kind to each other, and they were running up the ramp, and if anybody got in their way, they had very holy elbows, and they used them with great hislavos and dvekus. Rotsin Molam Akevitz. Mishnah says in the second parak of Tomit, Imrotsu, Bo, Maru, quick. We know that the Kohanim are called Kohanim Zrizanim. Why are they called Kohanim Zrizanim? Because they're quick. In other words, because the Beis HaMikdash is a mockum where it's in this gala that our Rotsin is to do the Rotsin Hashem. So when we're doing Rotsin Hashem, we're doing it with Rotsin. When you're doing Rotsin Hashem with Rotsin, you rot. You run. Mimela, we can understand, with this we can understand the chalal, a lot of inyonim of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why we discussed before that this, we're going to see how Mishpatim is a hakdoma to next week's Parashat Truma. This explains us, this whole thing that Beis HaMikdash shows, it's Nizgale, that our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. And when we do Ratzon Hashem, it's Ratzon for Hashem, Amarti v'nasa Ratzoni, that's the Nachas Ruach, that's the Reach Nichoyer. We can understand a lot of protim in the whole Beis HaMikdash. First of all, how is the Mishkan built? Me'ez kol ish, next week's parasha, asher yid, venu liboy tikchu es trumosi. Did we force anybody to give truma to build the Beis HaMikdash? No. Me'ez kol ish, asher, beginning of next week's parasha, yid venu liboy. Only those who wanted gave the truma. Why? Because the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan has to be built from the ritzoinus of Klal Yisrael. A Mishkan is a mokum where it's nizgala that our Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, the Mishkan can only be built from our Ratzon, which means Meis Kol Esh Asher Yidvenu Liboy Tikchu Es Trumosi. It goes even further. What did we give? What did everybody give to the Beis HaMikdash? Shekel, money, cash, kesef. So Dovi Yadua, the kesef comes from the word kisufin. What does kisufin mean? We say it in Yedid Nefesh, nichsayif nichsafti, lirois v'seferis zecha, yearning. Nichsayif nichsafti, nichsafa v'gam kolza nafshi, l'chatzres Hashem, libi yubzori yanu u'keil choy, pasuk in Tehillim. Nichsafa is milashan kisufin, lashan of yearning, of tremendous rotzen, it was an uncontrollable rotzen. Does anybody know why kesef is called, why money is called kesef? Because a person usually has tremendous ratzon, kisufin, yearning for what? For making money. And therefore, that's why kesef is called kesef, milashon kisufin. So you do it, it's a chilek between zav and kesef, right? Zav is din, and kesef is avo, kisufin, yearning, dveikus, that's kesef. So it's kesef is kesef. In other words, when a person gives away his money, he's showing that his real kisufin, his real yearning, his real ratzon lies in the ratzon Hashem. When a person is out to make money, means that his ratzon is his own ratzon. When a person takes his money and gives it to the Mishkan, it shows that his yearning, his ratzon, is the ratzon Hashem. The place where the kohenim are going to be rots has to be built from ratzon. And if it's built from ratzon, it's built from kesef, from kisufin, meish kalisha sheyit venu libu. The Heiliger Tzadik says, discusses this in the Chodesh Adar, like Abi Dinim Machtes HaShekel. Says Tzadik, I'll read you out his lashon. Tavas hamamayin hu sheirish atavas. The taiva of money is the sheirish atavas. Therefore he says, kesef is called lashon kisufin, cheshek, chemdo. Ki hu chemdo hakeleles kol chemdes ha'olam. All the taivas of the world stem from the taiva of money. That's why we find in Krishna that sometimes a person even values his money over his life. V'achas Hashem l'kecha v'chol avokha is one madrega, or v'chol nafshecha is another madrega, and v'chol moidecha, which according to one pshat in brachas means all his money. He's prepared to give up all his money that comes after v'chol nafshecha. Why? Because Chazal say that sometimes a person is readily, more ready to give up his life than to give up his money. So Mela, says Ritzadik, Yadua, Shiritzeinu, Lassus Ritzeinecha. So the Gemara Brachos, that really we know that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Ritzeinu, Lassus Ritzeinecha, really our Ratzin is to do your Ratzin Hashem. And Mela says Ritzadik, that's the Pshat, Be'echot Ba'adar, Mashmin al Ashkolim. The first of Adar is the Mashmin, the first Mishnah in Shkolim, they used to announce the Din of Machzah Sheker. Why? It says Ritzadik, Hinesinas Ashkolim, Hu Mesiras Iker Kisufot Lashem Izbar. Giving the machzah shekel to the Beis Hamikdash, that's giving our ikar rotzayin, our ikar rotzayin to Hashem. So then with that we can understand how this is all ties in together. This Mishkan was built from the rotzayinus of Klal Yisrael, because it's here in the Beis Hamikdash where the rotzayin of, where Klal Yisrael are going to be megaleh, that the greatest rotzayin, even greater than the rotzayin for money, is the great is the rotzayin to do rotzayin Hashem. And therefore when they give their money, which money is called a man's greatest rotzen, and when he gives away that rotzen to rotzen Hashem, that showed that every Jew's rotzen is really to do rotzen Hashem. And that's what the whole Mishkan is built on, and therefore the Mishkan was built me'es kol ish asheid venu liboy. In this Mishkan, that they could rotzen. Obviously we know the main part of the Mishkan was what? The Mizbeach. The main avoda was the Mizbeach. Open up a Rambam right at the beginning of Be'ilchus Beis HaBchira, as the Rambam says, it's a mitzvah say to build the Beis HaMikdash la'akrav for korbanos. So made if the whole Mishkan is made for the korbanos, and the whole Mishkan is where the Ratzon, where Klal Yisrael reveal that their greatest Ratzon is to do Ratzon Hashem. Where does this have to be revealed? In the Mishkan, dafka in the Mizbeach. So therefore we've come to our maskana that the Mizbeach is a makom which is nizgala, the greatest Ratzon of Klal Yisrael is to do Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving all their money to do Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that shows that their Ratzon is to do, and when we have that Kavana, then it's, our Ratzon is mischaber to the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that, like Hashem says, that the whole tachlis of the korbanos is amarti v'nasera tzoini, which is the reach nichayach Hashem. Where else do we find giving money in the Beis Hamikdash? All the korbanos work, all the kohenim Amin lived on charity. What was trumas and maestros? Charity. Every Jew had to give his money away to who? To the ones who work in the Beis Hamikdash. Why in the where's the Hilchas Trumas Amaisus in the Rambam and Hilchas Matnas Aniyim? It's a mitzvah tzedakah. Why is it mitzvah tzedakah? Why did Dafka have to give tzedakah to the kohenim? Why couldn't it be that the kohenim should have a salary? They're working in the Beis HaMikdash. They should get a salary from the Beis HaMikdash. The Levim should get a salary from the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we have to give them our Maisa? Why do we have to give the kohenim our Trumah? The Terence is because the Mishkan has to show that our Ritzonus is Ratzon Hashem. And later, therefore, their salary has to come from Kohenim, that has to come from Yisrael and giving money to the Kohenim and giving money to the Levim. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash was a place where Yisrael gave up their money. Gave their money, they gave their Truma, they gave their Maisa, they showed that even though money is the greatest Ratzon, that their Ratzon to Ratzon Hashem is even greater and overrides that Ratzon for money. But it goes even deeper. Which Matana did we have to give the Kohen that had to be placed in a basket next to the Mizbeach? Excellent. Bikurim. Bikurim is what? Is the first fruit. Which fruit does man like love the most? First apple. Looks out after spending a whole winter working hard. And he looks out the window one day and he sees first fruits. What does he want to do with those first fruits? Kiss them. What does he do with them? Takes them to the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because he's showing that the loveliest, the great, the most beautiful of all his nechasim, that which means to him the most. He works 6 months for these first fruits. He's giving them to the kohen, and that shows his greatest ava, the greatest ratzon that he has is ratzon Hashem. And therefore, dafka the bikurim had to be bought next, had to be placed next to the mizbeach, had to give it to the kohen, and he had to put it next to the mizbeach, because the mizbeach is a mokum of koyfen oisa ashiyem eroitzani. The mizbeach is a mokum of roitzani, and therefore the bikurim shows such a big roitzani. Goes even deeper. What does he say when he brings up the bikurim? He says a whole parsha. Who does he mention? Which one of the rishayim from Sefer Bereishis? Excellent, Lavan. He says Arami oived Avi. Why does he say Lavan? The Torah says because Lavan was also a big runner. Pasuk says that when Lavan heard that Yaakov Avinu came, Vayorot Likrosoi, he ran to Yaakov. He loved Yaakov. Why? Because he thought Yaakov was full of money. In other words, Lavan represents the money, the kisufin, kesef, miloshin kisufin. Lavan also runs. Lavan also got ratzonos. But Lavan's Ritzoinus are for money, and therefore he runs for money. And therefore, Dafka, when you bring your Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're showing that our money is our Ratzon, is Ratzon Hashem, that all our money we're giving to the Beis HaMikdash, is then we mention the difference between us and the Goyim. That we, the thing that means most to a person, we give that up. The greatest Ratzon for a person, that person has, we're giving that to the Mizbech, we're giving that to the Kohen, we're putting it next to the Mizbech, we're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we dumb to Hashem, we say to Hashem, look at the difference between us, look at the difference between our running, look at the difference between all the Kohenim running in the Beis HaMikdash, and Lavan running where he thought he can earn another buck. So that's the whole Indian of Bikurim, Dafka, why we mention Lavan. The Emes is that this whole Indian goes even deeper. We can also understand if the Beis HaMikdash is a mokim where it's mizgale Ritzoyne Yishborach, and the Ratzon of Klal Yisrael is to do the Ratzon Hashem. It's a hischabrus of our Ratzon with Hashem's Ratzon. Ritzoneinu lasas Ritzonecha. With that we can understand Dafka why the Sanhedrin also had to be in the Beis HaMikdash and Dafka next to the Mizbeach, and that's going to answer one of the questions we asked earlier on. What's the connection of the Sanhedrin to the Mizbeach? The Teretz says we know that the Sanhedrin represents the Din in Klal Yisrael, the Mishpat, the Din in Klal Yisrael. We know, we discussed already many times, I think, that right at the beginning of the Torah, the Rashi says on the Pasuk, Bereishis Bara Elokim, that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with Midas HaDin, excellent, and he saw the world can't survive, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in a Shutuf, which is called Midas HaRachmim. The Gu'aria, the Maral, says on that Rashi, the Yishlema, Shembola Hagid Lacha. What's Rashi telling us? What do we care what it was, what it was supposed to be, what Hashem originally thought, and what he thought later? What says all this in the game? Says the Hele de Maral in Gu'aria on that Rashi, the Yishlema, Shembola Hagid Lacha. Shetoi Vula Adam, it's better for a person to try and survive B'midah Sadin without needing to come onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. Because if Hashem, Likatkhila, wanted to create the world of Midas HaDin, we see that what's Ratzon Hashem? Midas HaDin. Says the Maral, I'm reading you out the Maral's Lashon. Sharei kach hoya ritzoinei shel mokoyim betchila levoysa b'midas HaDin. Rashi's telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is to create the world of Midas HaDin. Mikach mizeh tireh. From this you can see, says the Maral, shekach hu cheftoi ritzoinei. That is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world can't survive without it, therefore there's also Midas HaRachmim. Ratzon Hashem is Din. Sfasem says the same thing, the Ferish. Says on this Chazal, the Betchila Olam HaMachshava, that Hashem originally wants to create the world, Midas HaDin, says the Maral the same thing. Says the Maral, says the Sfasem as well. The Vedai Kach Tzarech Lias Gam Lamata. The Vedai, a person's got to strive for this over here as well. Why? Ki Rotzain Ha Odom Umachshavta. A person's Rotzain has to be to be Mekayim everything Kedin. Uku Rotzain Ha Boire. Because Ha Rotzain Tzarech Lias Din. Lekain Velachain Olam Umachshavah Medes Hadin Sha Rotzain Yevedin. What do we see? That the Rotzain Hashem is Barach is Midas Hadin. Therefore, the Sanhedrin that carry out the din in Klal Yisrael, they are representing Hashem's Ratzon. They are representing Hashem's Ratzon. In a Mela, that's why they have to sit in the Beis HaMikdash, because they're representing din, they're representing Hashem's Ratzon. Where in the Beis HaMikdash? Obviously, next to the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach is the Mokim where our Ratzon meets up with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Mela, we can understand why the what's the Mizbeach and why the Sanhedrin are there next to the Mizbeach. With that we can also understand another prat, and now we can understand one more prat, and then we'll have to finish off there for today. We can understand another prat, why the Beis HaMikdash is Mechayev, why the Beis HaMikdash we see brings to unbelievable levels of Achdus. We know that the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because there's no Achdus. What's Achdus got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? The whole Beis HaMikdash is totally an Achdus. David HaMelech devotes a perek to Tehillim, perek Chof Beis for this. So Ma'asher Malach, this is what we should say every day. Right, it's brought down halacha that you should say this every day when you go to shul, when you walk, leave your dorm on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. You should say this parak in Tehillim. Shema alas ladovet, somachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilech, oim v'zoi ragleinu b'sharaich yishlaim, etc. And he finishes off, short parak, finishes off, leman achai Thanks to Kalabach, right? You'll know this pasuk. Laman achai v'reil adavrano shalom bach. Laman beis Hashem elokeinu avakshav lo. Laman achai v'reil. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash has to be a makom of achdus. Why does the Beis HaMikdash, by the way, have to be a makom of achdus? Very simple. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's nizgale the real rotzon of Klal Yisrael. How many real rotzonis are there in Klal Yisrael? One. Rotzoneinu la'asos rotzonach. And therefore, when we come to the Beis HaMikdash and we give all our money, in other words, very often you find that sinas chinam, hatred is caused by money. This guy's got more money, this guy's got a nicer car, this guy's got jealousy. It causes the whole sinas chinam comes as a result of money. But when our greatest rotzen is the rotzen Hashem, then it's nizgala that basically every Klal Yisrael wants one thing. Why do I fight with somebody else? Because I want to go here and he wants to go there. And when we all want the same thing, then we are all one. I mean, this so it goes deeper because Ratzon is even deeper than Chachma. Ratzon is it's almost touching the etzem of the person. What a person's Ratzon is, that is the person. So Memela, if all our Ratzonis are one, obviously there has to be Achdus. Memela, therefore, when there's no Achdus, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Who does that remind you of? What do we say every morning? Who do we say every morning that there is Achdus amongst them? Kulama Ahuvim. About who? About the Malachim. By the way, the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash represent the Malachim, right? And Medrash says that in a few places. Bamidbar Rabbah, Perek Tazayin, and in Moshe Ashirim Rabbah. And Mem says it's a Mamash of a Ferish Apostle. I think this Apostle is in Zechariah. The Apostle says, Ki Sifse Kohen Yishmur Das, Torah Yivak Shem Yipiyu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokisu. Which means that the Malachim are compared to, the Kohanim are compared to the Malachim. So just like the Malachim are Kulam Ahuvim. Why the Malachim Kulam Ahuvim? Because they only have one Rotzah. And what's that? V'chulam Oysen Be'im of Yirara. Ratzayin Koinu. So Meila, they only have one Ratzin, to do Ratzin Hashem. The Koin and the Beis HaMikdash are all Ratzin, they're all running. Why? Because they all have only one Ratzin, to do Ratzin Hashem. And Meila, therefore, obviously, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, it's all Mechayev, the greatest levels of Achdus. And Meila, therefore, we can understand, if it's Mechayev, the greatest level of Achdus, when the sin is Chinam Chas V'Shalom, then there's... Because there wasn't Achdus, because there was sin is Chinam. In other words, the key of... But it wasn't. So obviously, if there was sin of chinam in the second Beis HaMikdash, it's shfaker. The whole scheme of the Beis HaMikdash is that the Beis HaMikdash is built up on the ritzoin, on all the ritzoinus of Klal Yisrael being one ritzoin. When the pagam reaches such deep levels that they're not ba'achdus anymore, means that they all have different ritzoinus. If they all have different ritzoinus, then there's no Beis HaMikdash. The whole Beis HaMikdash is built up from the fact that all Klal Yisrael have the same ratzim. And Meila, therefore, they're not kulam ahovim anymore, obviously, because they haven't got all the same ratzim to be v'chulam oisim be'im of yira ratzim koinam. And Meila, there's no more tachlis to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Tov. Okay, well, tomorrow we'll finish.